It's Thursday, August 17th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. CRM is everywhere, but satisfaction nowhere. A study on adoption across industries, and 80% of executives regret their return to office strategy due to lack of data. This is the business of tech. Eureka Process is now a Gazinta company. Eureka Process, the consulting team focused on you streamlining your MSP, is now part of Gazinta, the SaaS company focused on empathy and getting shit done quickly and correctly. What does that mean? First, Gazinta Mobius customers will get even better customer support for their products. The Eureka team will be looking at ways to deliver better customer support and give their thoughts on how to make the products better. It also means that you can come to Gazinta for more of your consulting needs when you want to own a business, not be owned by your business. Process Consulting will give you the freedom you need. Visit gazinta.com/Eureka to learn more. Forrester's survey shows that CRM adoption is high across industries, but satisfaction with current CRM solutions is low. Organizations purchase CRM for improved customer experience and efficiency gains, but many CRM initiatives fail to deliver on expectations. 70% of surveyed organizations have adopted CRM for customer service, 64% for B2B marketing automation and SFA, and 62% for field service. In industries, 71% of manufacturers have adopted CRM, and 75% of business services firms have adopted CRM, yet adoption does vary across sectors. But let's couple that with another piece of data from Salesforce. The Salesforce State of Sales report reveals a surprising statistic. Sales representatives spend only about 28% of their time actively selling. With the majority of their time consumed by administrative tasks, the duration of customer interaction diminishes, leading to slower deal closures. According to Verint's annual digital customer experience report, 77% of businesses feel that consumer expectations for effective engagement digitally are up, but just over a third of consumers report a preference for using digital channels to contact companies. Companies reported that adopting artificial intelligence has become a key part of their customer engagement strategies, with 55% saying AI has a central role in how they think about customer engagement now, and 27% saying they have plans to expand AI use in the future. Why do we care? So there's a lot of CRM deployed, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with it, and one of its key uses, helping salespeople reduce administration costs, doesn't appear to be happening. Digital continues to increase and AI is coming. Working for better results here is going to be lucrative. Most customers don't need a new CRM. They need the one they have to work for them. Getting this right increases sales velocity and drives revenue. Customers don't need another tool, people. They need to use the ones they have more effectively. Now look at your offerings and determine how many are addressing this need. According to an Envoy and Hanover research survey, 80% of U.S. senior executives would have approached their company's return-to-office strategy differently if they had access to workplace data to inform their decision. The report notes that individual biases and limited perspectives can turn out to be costly. Many businesses are sending their workers back to the office, even with remote working poster child Zoom restructuring its hybrid model and sending folks to a desk. However, reports suggest that many executives regret calling employees back to the office without proper data and analysis. And per Eptura's Q2 Workplace Index, desk bookings across the UK have risen 73% year over year. That report also noted that while much was made of people relocating to more affordable, desirable properties farther from office during the pandemic, the real picture is somewhat different. Eptura said that the vast majority of those it surveyed at 73% have always lived within commuting distance of their office, the highest being 81% in the US and the lowest being 54% in France. Overall, it said only 9% of those surveyed have moved away and subsequently not returned. For context, per Dice.com, tech job postings declined in the first half of 2023, but organizations continued investing in automation, modernization, cloud capabilities, and emerging AI solutions. IT job posting volume in the sector fell to under 44,000 in June, a 30% year-over-year drop from more than 62,000 last June. Rising salaries, low unemployment, and economic uncertainty led enterprises to seek outside consultants for digital transformation planning and execution. Despite the downturn, there weren't enough technologists to satisfy enterprise appetite for data science, software engineering, cloud architecture, web design, and other digital skills. And according to Bernstein Research, the tech job recession is over as layoffs have slowed down significantly. In the first half of 2023, over 300,000 tech employees were laid off, but in August, there were only 4,937 job cuts. The generative AI boom and raising billions of dollars by AI startups have helped limit the damage. Many big tech companies have also halted layoffs. Some have even begun to rehire staff they only let go a few months ago. And in IT specifically, new research by Ivanti shows that a quarter of IT professionals are considering leaving their jobs within 6 months, with burnout and loss of connection to colleagues being a significant factors. IT staff are 1.4 times more likely to disengage and quiet quit their jobs than other knowledge workers. Significant factor is a 73% increase in workloads due to hybrid or remote working, leading to 1 in 4 suffering from burnout. 23% of IT staff cite a loss of connection to colleagues, compared to just 17% of general office workers. IT workers are also 2.5 times more likely to work longer hours when working remotely. Among the quarter considering quitting their jobs, 31% report that their mental health is suffering. And despite this, 84% of respondents want to continue working remotely, at least some of the time. Why do we care? Longtime listeners will be shocked, to learn that I'm not surprised that a bunch of executives went on their gut rather than data and now regret it. Most people didn't up and move away. The tech recession was short-lived, not nearly as deep or dramatic as reported. But IT is still a tricking business. I'm a bit of a broken record, but investments in culture and organizations pay off. And clearly it's hard. Everyone would have done it. And these numbers would be better if they had. We like complex problems as they allow us to excel and differentiate. Are you struggling to hire top talent for your MSP? What if a team of senior technicians screened thousands of remote MSP candidates so you could review the best of them on video, only interviewing candidates you already like? Support Adventure handles your recruiting, HR, and onboarding needs, hiring only the best English-speaking talent from around the world. Make a remote team that works hard for you and fits your company's culture. Check out supportadventure.com/MSP radio to learn more. Thanks for listening. As we talk about industries, it's National Nonprofit Day, so we'll recognize those. And it's National Black Cat Appreciation Day. They really are pretty sweet, too. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msp.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.